to order. Today's date is Friday, April 17th, 2009. The time is about 9:38, and I want to thank the members for meeting today. Probably our last meeting of the year, and we just have a few resolutions we'd like to move out of committee. And with us are Senators Huggins, Stevens, Co-Chair McGuire, Senator Wagner, and myself, Wilkowski, and Senator French is walking in the door as we speak. First up is HJR 7, endorsing Anwar Leasing, and we have Representative we have Jeff Turner here. Do you want to come to the table, Mr. Turner? And the resolution has previously been presented to us. Any further questions for the resolution sponsor?
I'm sorry, the number is?
HJR 7.
Seven.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
No, I earlier had a question about one of the whereas clauses that I posed to my staff who hunted down the answer, and so my to the extent that I had any concerns, they're gone.
Okay, thank you. Is there a committee discussion? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Wagner.
I just propose a friendly amendment to the resolution with the permission of the chair. If you look at line 13 on page 2, I think this is probably a regeneration of a older resolution, but since these says Prudhoe Bay, Kuparik, Endicott, Lisburn, and Melanie Point, we've also had Ugarook come online since then, so I'd propose adding Ugarook there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, because it's up now, they think 150 million barrels, and it may go higher. And then on line 23, they've left off Lisburn, so I'd insert Lisburn there and add Ugarook there.
Okay, is that an amendment, Senator Wagner?
I'll put it all in one other thing.
Okay, so line. Page 2, line 14, after Milne Point, you would like to add a comma Ugarook?
Yes.
And then page 2, line 23, you would like to add after West's, I guess after North Star, add Lisburn.
And Ugarook.
And, okay.
And then on line 31.
Mr. Chair, a point of order. I'm sorry, a point of order. Am I on the right version? Maybe I'm
Echo.
Not.
Echo.
Echo.
Backslash E.
Page 2, line
13.
Well, I don't have that.
You're right.
Yeah. Can we take a brief Eddie's? I'm sorry.
Let's take a brief Eddie's.
Yeah. I don't. That's not the way mine looks.
Back on the record, we have Senator Wagner.
And the last thing of note is on line 31 on page 2, where it says, would affect an area of only 2,000 acres. I think it might read better if we crossed out the word only and put in 2,000 acres or less.
Okay. Anything else, Senator
Wagner? It just makes it more palatable, I think, to me. That's it.
All right. I guess I'll. Is there a discussion by the committee?
You just have to go back for concurrence, right?
Yeah. Okay. Senator McGuire.
So I'd move, Mr. Chairman, that we pass out CS for House Joint.
Can I
sure.
We should probably adopt as a formal motion. What you're proposing, Senator Wagner.
I asked for a friendly amendment, but I move for adoption of the amendment.
Okay, I'd probably just procedurally maybe a little better to do that. So, okay, the proposal is page 2, line 13, after Milne Point, add comma, we want to add Ugarook, yep. Probably after Lisburn. So page 2, line 13, it would read Kuparik, Endicott, Lisburn, comma, Ugarook, comma, and Milne Point. Then on page 2, line 23, we would add after North Star, comma, Lisburn, comma, Ugarit, and West Sac, it would read. And then on page 2, line 31, we would take out only on line 31, and then add after acres or less. So it would read, would affect an area of 2,000 acres or less. There's a motion on the floor to that effect. Is there any opposition to the motion? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Senator Wagner. Is Senator McGuire?
And so, Mr. Chairman, I move that we move CS for House Joint Resolution Number 7 as amended with individual recommendations and fiscal notes if there are any.
Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, the resolution moves out of committee. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Turner. Okay, next up we have HJR 18. Opposing Anwar Wilderness Designation. And we have before us backslash echo, backslash E. Again, that was Mr. Turner again. Yeah. Thank you. Any questions for the sponsor? We had a presentation last week. Seeing none. Any committee discussion? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move CS for House Joint Resolution Number 18 with individual recommendations and zero fiscal notes.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, HJR 18 moves out of committee. Next up, we have HJR 27, which is Representative Kelly. And we had this presented to us last week. There's
a motion on the CS.
We've got a CS that's been prepared. All the members should have a copy on their desk. And Senator McGuire.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt version E of House Joint Resolution Number 27 for purposes of discussion.
Any objection? Okay, seeing none, backslash echo is adopted. Could we have could you put yourself on the record and then just give us a brief overview of what the CS does?
Yeah, thank you. For the record, Mr. Chairman, my name is Derek Miller, staff to Representative Kelly, and I believe the CS that you just adopted simply deletes one of the resolved clauses in the previous version, backslash R version, if you have that, lines 17 through 19 on page 2.
Okay, thank you. And any discussion? Any questions? Yes, Senator French.
I'm sorry, I've been in and out of this committee from time to time. Have we had a hearing on this?
We have.
I must have been that must have been one of the out moments. I just have one question, if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, please.
Mr. Miller and Mr. Miller, if you know, on page 1, lines 8 and 9, there's a whereas clause that says the scope of power defined by the 10th Amendment means that the federal government was created by the states specifically to be an agent of the states, and that's a concept of federalism in our national history that I'd never considered before, which is not to say that it isn't articulated somewhere by one of our founding fathers. But I just, I guess I'd turn to you to tell me where that idea comes from.
Senator French, through the chair, a lot of this language that we came up with is derived from examples of other resolutions in other legislatures, so I think that's where we obtained that language from, I think it's born just out of a emphasis that the federal government is an agent of the states and not vice versa.
Senator French.
I guess I'm not equipped to have a lengthy discussion on the point. To me, that's a fairly novel conception of the federal government, and I don't dispute that it appears in other resolutions, but again, as sort of something of an amateur, and I stress the word amateur, student of our founding fathers and the birth of the Constitution, I don't think I've ever come across that particular way of looking at the federal government. Thank you. That's all.
Senator Huggins.
Yes, Mr. Chair, not to belabor, it sounds to me like if you read the Federalist Papers, that you can come to this conclusion in some elements of Federalist Papers, but you got to read them about three times to be able to do what you mean.
Three is a minimum, and I agree. And I'm not gonna throw myself in the front of this, but I'll probably do a little looking into it and see if I can find some research, or Mr. Miller, maybe if you come across something that sort of says that, you know, James Madison said this or Alexander Hamilton said that, that would just lower my anxiety about that formulation. It is, after all, resolution, but I just, you know, it's just curiosity more than anything else. Thank you.
Senator French, through the chair, I can provide that for you.
Whatever.
Okay, actually, we have, I believe, three people online who are calling in to testify on this. And why don't we go to public testimony right now, if I could get a list. Okay, who's on the line? Is there somebody on the line that would like to testify on House Resolution 27?
Can you hear us?
Yes, go right ahead. Please state your name. And
I got in here just in time. My name is Bob Bird. I have a master's degree in history, and I've been teaching social studies, history, and constitutional law on both the secondary and collegiate level for 35 years, and I can, in fact, directly address the question which was just brought up 2 minutes ago.
Please go ahead and give us your testimony, Mr. Bird. And we, if we could, we'd like to limit our testimony to about three minutes or 5 minutes or so. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the legislature for considering this resolution and joining many other states in citing the 10th Amendment. First of all, you go to Federalist Number 45, written by James Madison, and he specifically says that the federal government's powers are few and defined, and they are limited to what you see on Article 1, Section 8. So the historic, of course, argument of strict versus loose construction seems to be an impasse that Americans cannot resolve, but it happens out of constitutional ignorance, of which I am constantly having to unlearn myself. Let me give you an example. The Bill of Rights, which is a term that's been used all throughout our history, are really misnamed. They should be called the Bill of Limitations. You seldom find the preamble to the Bill of Rights as included in a particular copy of the Constitution. In fact, I've never seen it in any of my textbooks that I use until it was pointed out to me not too long ago, and you can find it on the internet. In that preamble to the Bill of Rights, not a preamble to the Constitution, which starts as we the people, and I have to, because I don't have a copy in front of me, but there is somebody here perhaps finding it on the internet where I can read it directly. So I'm going to paraphrase it as closely as I can. It says in the preamble to the Bill of Rights that a number of the states' conventions concerned that the Constitution will be misconstrued, which means misinterpreted, wanting further restrictive and declaratory restrictions or clauses added. This was the entire intent to adding the what was originally 12 amendments, and it was pared down to 10. And one of those two that were pared has since been adopted as the 27th Amendment. So it tells you the entire purpose of the 10 amendments, which we call the Bill of Rights, are to restrict and to declare that the federal government is expected to have a strict interpretation of the Constitution. The impasse, which you turn over to lawyers and they can't see the forest for the trees, the 9th and 10th Amendments tell us exactly how the Constitution is to be interpreted. It is to be interpreted loosely in regards to individual rights and strictly in regards to the federal government's powers. The problem we have, of course, is that these are conveniently ignored. In fact, there's even a Supreme Court decision early in the 20th century, which basically dismisses the 10th Amendment as really irrelevant any longer to what they'll consider in having to interpret it. And so I will say that it's been a tremendous revelation myself to understand that this wrong-headed interpretation of the Constitution actually began immediately when Alexander Hamilton introduced a bill successfully to create a Bank of the United States, and Madison fought him tooth and nail because it was unconstitutional. So the question as to whether or not the federal government is was created by the states and is an agent of the states is ironclad and absolutely certain, and yet there's many people who have never heard this before, and I can't really blame them because I have had to unlearn the same thing, and I've got a master's degree in history.
Thank you, Mr. Byrd. I appreciate that. Any questions? Yes, Senator Wagner.
Just wanted to say a big hi, Bob.
Thank you, Tom. You'll get an important invitation. And by the way, there were 10 of us who sat here for 2.5 hours on Wednesday, and we never got a chance to testify, and there's only 2 of us here today.
We apologize for that.
Yes, we apologize. Thank you, Mr. Byrd. Next up is Lynette Clark.
Yes, how do you do?
We're doing well. Please put yourself on the record and present us your testimony.
My name is Lynette Clark. I am chairman of the Alaskan Independence Party. I look at this bill, number 27, as being one of the most important documents in the 50 years of the history of the state of Alaska. This defines our sovereignty. This releases us from the burden of federal controls on our resources, our land, and our people. And I have a question for, I've got a main question I'll finish with. I looked at number 7, line 7, where it says the 10th Amendment defines the scope of federal power as being that specifically granted by the Constitution of the United States and no more. And that's what I'm standing on. We cannot take any more. We have debt piled on top of, I can't even name how many generations are going to have to pay for our association as a union. One of my main questions for you, for each and every one of you, and I'm just going to ask it individually. Senator McGuire, did you take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of Alaska?
Yes.
Ms. Clark, why don't you go ahead and finish up your testimony?
Well, you all have taken an oath, right?
We've all taken the oath. Go ahead.
What I would ask you to do, my question actually for all of you is, is your word good? I know living in this country for as many years as I have, it's one of the things that Alaskans pride themselves on. And you swore, I think what needs to be done is taking that oath into consideration to defend also Alaskans' rights, that you should pass this bill, get it to the floor, and get it passed this session if possible. I know you're coming down to the wire, but don't forget, your oath of office really requires you to pass this bill right here.
Ms. Clark.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it. Any questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to our last witness, our last person who's calling in to testify, Jim Floyd from Tok. Welcome to the committee, Mr. Floyd.
Yes, sir. Well, if all goes well this year, this will be probably the last opportunity I'll have to speak to the Alaskan legislature before you all are adjourned until January next year. I'd like to just say that we the people, the little people in Alaska here, appreciate the legislature's stamina and your perseverance during all of this. It's a short session. I'd also like to thank Representative Kelly for introducing this bill, this very important bill. A couple of things that I've noticed is these are kind of uncertain times right now, and there's some facts backing this up. There have been threats, mostly coming from the federal government, threats of martial law that were referred to in Congress last year during the bailout deal. There have been mass gun confiscations in particularly Hurricane Katrina, also more recently in Kentucky, that have no accountability. There have been attempts to federalize police, and there still are attempts to do this. There have been record foreclosures, and there have been unprecedented unemployment throughout the nation. Every day we hear about hundreds of thousands of layoffs. With all this in mind, the general public confidence in the federal government right now seems to be rather low, especially particularly for the executive and the legislative branches of the federal government. In addition, the way they come off as being non-transparent and really not accountable to anybody actually heightens the concern of the public right now. It seems like the only people that really benefit from all of this would be bankers, particularly offshore international foreign bankers. Additionally, there's been rumors of food prices, food availability this year, sort of a perception of a socialistic type agenda coming from Washington, D.C., rumors of compulsory national service. All of this adds up to sort of a public perception. And I'd like to say that for the Alaska legislature, a lot of people view Alaska, the government of Alaska, as really the last line of defense before something turns into either a tyranny or a general breakdown in social order, as has actually happened in other countries and throughout history. One last thing I'd like to say, if I may, Senator Wilkowski, through the chair, I'd like to address Senator Huggins. Sir, I would like to thank you for your service to your country, to this state, and to the people of this state. And I would like to thank you for your support and defense of both the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the great state of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Floyd. Any questions? Okay, seeing none. I want to thank all those who called in and testified, and we'll move. Is anyone in the room wishing to testify? Is there anyone else online wishing to testify? Okay, hearing none, we'll close public testimony. Is there a discussion by the committee? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move Senate CS for CS for House Joint Resolution number 27 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Any objection? Okay, seeing none, that bill, that resolution was moved out of committee. And with that, we're done. I want to thank all the committee members. This is our last hearing for the year, and we'll see you over the interim. And with that, meeting adjourned.